The Cincinnati, Ohio quartet called Wussy has just released its third album, called Wussy. Comprised of two men and two women, Wussy is led by its singer-songwriters Chuck Cleaver and Lisa Walker. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
It's All Right, We've Got All Night, Chuck Cleaver and Lisa Walker sing on that song, Little Paper Birds, the lead-off cut of their album, Wussy. And indeed, in their measured ways, Wussy's songs do exude a serene confidence in the strength of the music. It conveys the delicacy, the fragility, of the emotions they want to describe. It also helps that Little Paper Birds includes a line that the band must have known would charm anyone who still uses the postal system. Quote, I finally got your letter, and your punctuation hit me like a truck.
We met the other day on the catapult. When they threw us to the dogs, you were at my throat. It's funny what you do, do to get my goat.
Wussy certainly knows how to turn a phrase. On Gone Missing, Lisa Walker sings, Now my heart is on my sleeve, or what's left of it. What does the it refer to? Her sleeve? Her heart? The latter is more poetic. On the other hand, Wussy music strives to avoid easy poetry, going for something more conversational, yet striving for a quality of open-ended elusiveness that more difficult poetry achieves. The band is also more than capable of coming up with a catchy up-tempo chorus, as they do on the otherwise bleak Happiness Bleeds.
I remember puking down the side of the car, the cost of drinking liquor from the mouth of a jar, leaning on the fender and declaring that we name a star. Trekking through the brambles till our pants were all torn, searching for a paper bag of mildew and porn, reflecting on the never-ending question why had we
You can listen to Wussy as a concept album propelled forward by the band's buzzsaw guitar riffs and tight little rhythm section. Cleaver and Walker write most of the songs and either alternate lead vocals or sing them in harmony. And the album itself becomes a short story about two people in a complicated relationship.
Cut paper snowflakes hang down from the ceiling. The bathwater ripples, predicting an earthquake. An air bubble surfaces, rising to heaven. Some call this living, but I call this living life. Dreadful sorry. Dreadful sorry. Dreadful sorry. Dreadful sorry. Granddaddy long legs is climbing.
If the album begins with the sentiment we've got all night, as the collection progresses, the emotions become more mixed. Well, actually, more morose and fatalistic. The song I just played, Dreadful Sorry, comes about midway through this lengthy dissection of a couple about to split. Over increasingly louder, chiming guitars, with Cleaver and Walker raising their voices to be heard and to convey tension, they sing as one, Some call this living, but I call this living alone. Uh-oh. By the climax of the album, the narrator of Death by Misadventure finds a note on the door saying, "Go away, I'm sleeping." "And so I leave," the lyric goes on, "but I believe that you're entertaining someone else." It's an almost elegant way to describe a betrayal, a final conclusion. It also works as a serious pun. The someone else that music is entertaining, as morose as it is full of life, is us. The very next song is called "This Will Not End Well." Well, maybe not for Wussy, but it does for us.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.